time for FitLife Today, I'm Jimmy Page. Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, once wrote about a concept called the broken window theory. The theory suggests that a disorderly environment will eventually result in an increase in bad behavior. It sends a message that no one's in charge and that no one really cares. And in the case of New York City, if buildings were left in disrepair or trash was overflowing into the streets, there was a huge increase in crime. When the neighborhoods were cleaned up, crime went down. So I got to thinking, do I have broken windows in my life? Am I allowing clutter or disrepair that is leading to a cycle of bad behavior? Or on the flip side, can I create an environment that leads to excellence? Let's face it, broken windows, or in this case, clutter, can cause laziness and apathy. If I leave the house a mess, I eventually feel overwhelmed and I'm likely to just give up on it. It literally saps my energy. If I eat food that's bad for me, like regular fast food or bags of salty snacks, I will gain weight and get in a doom loop of bad health. And if my cupboards are full of fattening foods, I am more likely to get fat. So what are your broken windows? Is your environment leading to poor health? What can you clean up that will lead to life and great health? Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this. Fit Life Today is brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. To listen to or download Fit Life Today, visit fcahealthandfitness.org.